Doctor De Souza dictating on William Costa, Koster, Costa, Koster, William, Willim, date of birth 7/17/55, and the date of visit is 11/3/22. Please make copy for Jennifer Kramer, ARNP. Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R. Jennifer is J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Dear Jennifer, thank you for sending William Coster for a permanent evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 67-year-old white male who has a prior history of COPD, has been dyspneic with minimal activity, and has a cough with whitish sputum production. Period. The patient does complain of leg edema, and he has a prior history of hypertension and coronary artery disease. Period. He has been using a Trelegy Ellipta inhaler, and continues to be dyspneic and is extremely overweight and possibly has obstructive sleep apnea, period. He denies any diabetes but has hypertension. Next paragraph. Past history of patients. Past history includes history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, and a history of anemia and coronary artery disease and cardiomyopathy. He had coronary angiography with stenting times one. Next paragraph. Habits of patient smoked 2 packs per day for 50 years. No significant alcohol use. I'm sorry. Alcohol use moderate daily. Next line, allergies. No drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease and mother died of liver cancer. Next paragraph. Medal list included Aldactone 25 milligrams daily, Rosuvastatin 10 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, Aspirin 1 daily, Trelegy Ellipta 200 by 25 micrograms, 1 puff a day. Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Farxiga, 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, system review of the patient. Has had weight gain. He has no fever or fatigue. He has no cataracts or glaucoma. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains. He has shortness of breath and some cough. Denies any abdominal pains, nausea, reflux. or diarrhea. There's no hay fever. There's no chest or arm pain, no palpitations, but has leg swelling. No depression or anxiety. No easy bruising. His joint pains, muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This very obese elderly white male is alert. No acute distress, no pallor sign, or this clubbing of no clubbing, but has mild leg edema. Blood pressure 124/70. Pulse is 100. Respirations are 16. Temps 97.5. Weight is 264. Saturation 95. HEND announced filing. Pupils reactive and equal. Sclera were clear. Throat is mildly injected. He has no inflammation. Neck supple, no lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the periphery with scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1+ edema with mild varicosities. Decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex the 1+. There are no gross motor abscess. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with chronic bronchitis and emphysema. Number 2. Hypertension. Number 3. Exogenous obesity. Number 4, possible obstructive sleep apnea. And number 5 is cardiomyopathy and coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, plans. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. You will also get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, and an IgE level. You will continue the Trilogy Ellipta, 200 micrograms on per day. Advised to get a polysomnographic study. And was placed on Septin 500 milligrams BID for 7 days for exacerbation of COPD. A follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Jennifer Kramer, ARNP. I'm sorry. Jennifer Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R. FNP, FNP, F as in Frank. Thank you. Start for this.